This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Right, there's a brand new show coming to Cartoon Network. It's made by some of the creators of that incredible Adventure Time series. It's called Summer Camp Island, and Julia Pott is the mastermind of the whole thing. She's on the phone from LA. Julia, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you for joining us. Right, to start with, tell me about the very first moment that the idea for this story came into your head.
Oh, that's a very good question. I was living in New York, and I was very, very homesick because I'd just moved from London to New York, and I wanted to make a... I was sort of feeling a little bit disillusioned. I was making commercials, and I had done a lot of short films in my past, and someone suggested I pitch a TV show because it's like a series of short films with the same cast of characters. And I was so homesick, I sort of wanted to make a kid's version of what homesickness feels like, and to me that was summer camp. And the first thing I wrote down was Lobster Gilmore Girls. And I have that somewhere still, and I just wanted to make a lobster version of the Gilmore Girls, which I still want to make. That still sounds like a great show. And yeah, it was sort of all based on homesickness, but also combined with Harry Potter, which I obviously love as a British woman. I wanted these very sincere human characters that were also experiencing the strangeness. And it's sort of, yeah, it's on par with what it felt like to be in New York as a Londoner.
That's
it's supposed to be an homage to that.
That's quite a situation of chucking things into a blender, like, you know, homesickness and Harry Potter. How did you make sure that after it was all churned up that it made sense and was fun?
That's what it feels like to move to a new city. It feels like Harry Potter, I feel like, is a good equivalent because everything is new and strange and you're so outside of your comfort zone. It feels like you're learning about something magical or unfamiliar for the first time, and it kind of heightens that experience. It's like a good way of artistically saying what it's like to live somewhere new with all that strangeness.
It must be quite, you know, Adventure Time is and has been like such a success across families, really. Everyone from, you know, kids to mums and dads, like, love that show. What was it like almost, you know, then having the green light to go ahead and do your own thing, make this baby of yours? How did that go?
I mean, Adventure Time is really like the main reason that I wanted to come up with the show in the first place. I was in college when that pilot came out, and I remember realizing that there was like a space for me in television, because that never would have occurred to me before because it seemed so far away. But then Penn was making this beautiful, strange piece of art, and I felt more in tune with that than anything I'd ever seen on television. And so when I wanted to pitch the show, I created it for Cartoon Network because I loved Adventure Time so much. And then when I moved out here to make the pilot, I started writing on Adventure Time whilst making the pilot in the background and working with Adam Muto, who was the showrunner at the time. And I learned so much from that crew. And then when the Adventure Time ended and Summer Camp got picked up, the crew sort of moved over to summer camp, and I'm bananas lucky that that happened. That was like a huge gift, and I don't think the show would be anywhere near as good if that hadn't happened. But yeah, it was interesting, like writing on the show, and then suddenly we're building this new thing together, and I was so intimidated by all of these people. They're all my heroes, and giving like Graham Falk notes on something felt crazy because I love him so much, and he's an incredible animator, and it was a lot to navigate. I had a lot of imposter syndrome in the beginning, to be quite frank.
So we know about how the show came to be, your first idea, but then what do you do? I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about the mechanics of animation. I mean, I talk into microphones as my job. What do you do from there? You've got this initial concept. How does that go from your brain through a computer to then my TV screen? What's happening for you as the creator in that process?
It's a good question. I mean, the pilot is the design of the pilot is that you're sort of basically, you have a few people helping you in the pilot department, but they want to see exactly what comes out of your brain, because then if it gets picked up, they want to know that it was exactly your vision. So for the first year where you're making the pilot, you're kind of able to stew in your own juices, as it were, and like think about the characters very specifically as exactly what you want. And then when the show gets picked up, it's like this roller coaster ride, and everything's moving so quickly, and you have to be coming up with things on the fly, and everything's, but then it's like this soup of everyone's personalities, and it develops so like this year where you're just sort of alone and thinking about stuff is kind of much more of a waste of time than when the show starts going and everyone's chipping in and you're finding out who these characters are so quickly. And the little details of someone, like Oscar's naturally quite clumsy and he loves his mom and he's a little bit introverted, like that stuff gets heightened immediately because everyone on the show like clocks into that and they push that part of his personality. And as the creator of the show, you're sort of supposed to be the kind of the final voice for everything and to be like, yes, this is what seems right for the show, and you're guiding it through. And in the beginning, you're coming up with all of these decisions, like what do the characters look like, what do the backgrounds look like, what's the color scheme, logo, music, what's the vibe, how slow should it move? And it's just everything gets set in the first sort of few months, and then once you've gotten a little further in, you can kind of settle a little bit more, and you're just coming up with new stories and building this world, and it becomes sharper and sharper into focus the longer you go as to what exactly the show is. But in the beginning, it could be anything, so it's a lot of things to pick from, which I think everyone who does art, it has that moment of, yeah, what, panic.
There's clip.
That doesn't take you through the structure of making a show.
That's all right. It's given me a keener understanding. Julia, there's a lot of clips going on, like floating around online, with stars like Elijah Wood, voicing characters in the show. Talk to me about, his role in it and also a bit more about the story, if you can.
Sure. So it's the story in general is about two kids that get dropped at a seemingly normal summer camp. And then as soon as the parents leave, all of the magical stuff reveals itself. So there's the horses are really unicorns, and it's run by three teen witches. And there's monsters and yetis and Sasquatches. And it's about sort of Oscar and Hedgehog are the two main characters navigating this world together. And it's at its core sort of about unconditional friendship, best friendship, and like it's an homage to kind of those 90s movies set at summer camp, and I grew up loving everything America, so it's got a lot of Americana in it as well. And then Elijah Wood plays a yeti called Saxophone, who Oscar, the main character, meets, and sort of they become like surrogate brothers to each other. And he's one of my favorite characters, and yeah, the yetis live in a snowy meadow on the island, and there's some really good casting, and we've got Alfred Molina playing one of the dads, and it's crazy. It's so cool. I did cast quite a few people from the Gilmore Girls as well, just so I could meet them.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. I mean, it's on it's online now, and then we can check it out on Cartoon Network. It premieres on in the first week of March, so very excited. Julia Pott, thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids to tell us more.
Thank you so much. This was a lovely interview.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.